Okay, we're on page Kufnun Beis over here. We started to talk about the Yesodis, Ashlita Sayesa. He said that there are certain things that a person does. There are certain things that a person does that are not connected to the midas acting up, and not the dimyan. But there's Ashlita Sayesa. We're starting from the bottom paragraph. Loyal kaf. V'loyal kol midah acheres ayimim chazal yehei be'necho chodivit avi v'zorah. Not on every bad midah, every time a guy has a midah raw, every time a guy gets angry, do chazal use such a strong lashon of you be'necho chodivit avi v'zorah. El al dvorim, only on things sheni keres bohem shlitos hayetzer, only on things that it's clear, that it's recognizable, that it's noticeable, that it's coming from the shlit of the yetzer. The shlita of the Eitzer is something for itself. Muhusoi, the soidoi, the essence, and the pinimius, shakoyach haram is galaboy. That means, it says, Hayoyim emeloi asei kach, umofal emeloi asei kach, achcho emeloch olech boi de zoro. The pinimius is that, the Mechaber over here is changing a new pshat in that Gemara. The pshat in that Gemara, when you learn that Gemara, is that if a person does something wrong, so the next day you'll give him to more, you'll give him to more, you'll give him to more, you'll give him to more. He's saying something else. He's saying that there are gevissa averis and there are gevissa matzovim which are pure, unadulterated shlita sayetzer, but there's no reason why you're doing it. When a person allows himself into that department of shlita sayetzer, so then you're under his control. If you're under his control, then there's no gvul to how far he can take you. That's what he's saying. And a person has to be very careful that, you know, the Balei Mussar always say that, you know, even when you do averis, you have to do a b'chochma. Even when you do averis, it has to be with seichel. Even a person has a yirida, it has to be with seichel. A person has to be very careful not to let himself get into a matzav of shlita sayetzer, where the Yetzer Hara rules over him, where he does things without a logic, he does things that he doesn't want to do, he does things stam. Because when a person gets into a matzav of shlita sayetzer, what Chazal are telling us, you're in trouble here. You can get yourself into very serious trouble, where Hayyim Emel Lekach, Mokh Emel Lekach, where a person can do stupidities for no reason, because he's under shlita sayetzer, which is a different bechina. Omer Be'oven, Micro. It says, "Lo yir b'cha el zor." There's a shtacha vel el nechor. Ezu el zor sheyesh begufa shel adam. The Chazal Rebbe Ovin was medayik the pasuk. It says, "Lo yir b'cha." It's a shocking pasuk. It should have said, "Lo yir l'cha." Why does it say, "Lo yir b'cha"? Ezu el zor sheyesh begufa shel adam. Who is the foreign god that's sitting inside the gufa of the adam? It's a first pasuk. Who omer ze yetzahara? So when the pasuk says lo yir b'cha elzor, the pasuk is coming to tell you that there's an elzor sitting inside you. Who soid shultan hayetzer? That's the secret of the rulership of the etzer. Shu atzma elzor, elul chay, alive God, quote unquote, b'kerev gufeinu, in our bodies, koyach negdi, an opposing koyach b'borei olam. This pasuk, besides being shocking in the way Chazal described it, is also a big mafteach to fighting the Yetzer Hara. What does it say in Chazal over here? How does Chazal describe El Zor? El Zor Bekirbech means that somebody snuck in and infiltrated behind the enemy lines and set up shop over there. He became a balabos. The pshat is that, what's an El Zor? The pshat is that it's like a guy, the marshal. The guy sends a spy. Right? I always say over the Moshe, there was a Moshe once, there was once an Israeli spy. If you go on the tour of the Golan Heights, they always say, if they go on the Frum tours, I'm not sure the story is true. So on the Frum tours, they always say, but that if you go on the Golan Heights, you'll see that next to all the old Syrian bunkers, there's a tree. You notice ever? Saw that? You notice, Marty? No. So there's a reason why. In 1966, the Israeli sent a spy called Eli Cohen. And he was a Mishunatic Arabic speaker. And he rose up in the hierarchies of the Syrian government, and he became the special advisor to the Secretary of Defense of Syria. The Maisa, he gave a lot of advice, and all the secrets of Syria were given away before the Six-Day War. One of the pieces of advice he gave was to the Syrians that by every bunker they should plant a tree, because it would give shade to the soldiers. That's what it was. And really, when the war started, they knew where every bunker was. Yeah? You'll see, it's true, by the way. If you look at the right, you saw it in the last one? Every bunker has an apocalyptic tree, what's it called?
Eucalyptus.
And the Iranians will have it at a bunker, apocalyptic. But now it's eucalyptus. If you look where every bunker, there's eucalyptus tree. Because he gave them advice to put a tree by the side. It's a good idea. It's not a good idea. His vashteta, the pshat is that he kriched a rein behind the enemy lines and he started to give advice. So they were taking advice from the enemy. And they thought that it's one of their own. They thought that Mr. Ena Perot of the pshat is was a secret agent. That's the Eitz Hara. A lot of the times when we do Averis, kin, a tayvet, kavod, what do? We already do. We do low level Averis. No big hashkofa issues. We do Averis that we feel are coming from ourselves. I want, I need. You yourself tell yourself, you know, it would be a good idea to do this because you need it. We take eitzes from ourselves, right? We don't need eitzes from outside people when we have such a wise and intelligent person close to us. So we take eitzes from ourselves. A lot of eitzes. And we rely on our own judgment. El Zor Bekirbech means that there's a foreign agent sitting there in the command center, and he's telling you go there, and he's telling you go there, and you think it's you, right? You think it's you're giving the orders, and it's not you giving the orders. It's the son. The son himself is sitting in your dining room and telling you what to do. Now the word is, you probably don't have a recognition. There's a shalom and moon over here, by the way. Do you believe that there's a kayak called the Yetzirah, the Satan, which exists inside you, which is a foreign God? It's foreign. It's not part of you. Is the first step in fighting the enemy is to have a recognition that it's not me. It's not me. It's somebody else talking. Then you begin a dialogue. Right? Chafetz Chaim, you know, there's all the stories about the Chafetz Chaim. They used to get up in the morning and talk to the Satan. The Satan would say, go back to sleep. And he would say, why don't you go back to sleep? He said, get up, you're an old man already. He said, you're an old man already. It's cold for you also. Why are you up? All the dialogues that the Chafetz Chaim had with the Satan, the people who heard the dialogue, is very interesting. We have a musik that the Chafetz Chaim was, he never wanted to stay in bed another few minutes, right? He popped out of bed before the alarm clock rang. The stories that were set up were people who slept in his room. The stories that were set up was a dialogue he had up in his room that he didn't want to get out of bed, and the Sultan said, don't get out of bed, you know, man, you're already famous. Another hour in bed won't make a difference. Sometimes he said back and said, you're also famous, why are you up this morning? and you're also already a well accomplished person, what was much to me? Back and forth. If the pshat is, what did the Chafetz Chaim have that we don't have? The Chafetz Chaim had the dialogue with the Satan. That means he understood that the Satan was an outside person. That means when he heard the message, right, this alarm, we'll take the moshav with the Chafetz Chaim, the alarm clock rang in Radin. So what happens by us when our alarm clock rings in Radin? We say to ourselves, it's a mitzvah to sleep another 50 minutes, you'll have to daven and to learn, and you wake up an hour and a half later, and shine avek, right? So we don't have the recognition that the Eitz HaHara is talking to us, that the foreign agent, the spy, who's all dressed up, is all camouflaged, by the way, wearing a Purim mustache and a Purim beard and a Purim hat, and wears a silver cane, everything is dressed up, he borrowed from the Tal Zaman and this, and he borrowed from the he's all dressed up, he's all holy, yeah, and he says, nah, go back to sleep. So we don't have the recognition. Why are we not the Chafetz Chaim? A lot of reasons. But this is the, in the battle with the Eitz HaHara, this is the main nekuda. When we turn over for a second time, I'm talking about myself, I assume one or two of you turn over also one second time, third, fourth, fifth time, yeah, is when you turn over that second time, you're convinced that you're doing a biological need that's coming from inside of you. We don't have a tzad that is the Yetzer. We have a tzad that maybe it's a bad thing, but we don't look at it as an outsider. The Yetzer, the Chafetz Chaim also had somebody telling him to stay in bed. But the Chofetz Chaim recognized that it's a person to talk to. It's an outside force. It's not himself. So he went into a dialogue. That means he had to be chiddush the story. He had a battle to stay in bed. Just because the Chofetz Chaim knew that he was a foreign agent didn't stop the Yitzhar from doing his job. Yitzhar is not lazy. Yitzhar said, anyway, say that I'm a foreign agent. I'm going to stay in bed anyway. So the Chofetz Chaim had a dialogue with him. Do you realize that without that dialogue, there's no hope to win any battles with the Yitzhar? Without the recognition that there's a third party here involved who's doing most of the talking, the going always says that if a person is not in a matziv, I'm on a very high darga. So you can always take for granted that your first reaction is the Yitzhar. But that comes with a recognition that there's a foreign body that's operating behind the lines and running things and giving aces and saying going here and going there, and you think it's you. So he's busy telling you to put up eucalyptus trees, and you're convinced, oh, it's a chokma, why don't I think, I'm a grain. It's not your idea, Bukhal, it's coming from the enemy. Then a person could begin a battle. It doesn't mean that there's no battle. We think, we already, I know a lot of you think, oh, there, we have it. Once you chop that, it's the horror, so the war game's over. It's not, it doesn't give up so quick. It doesn't give up as quick as we give up, by the way. It's more of an action. A Bukhal is a dialogue. Then you realize, you know something, it's not coming from the good side of me. First of all, it's not coming from the good side of me. It's coming from another side of me. It's coming from the foreign agent, from the Elzor. Amal, you can win the dialogue. Amal, you cannot win the dialogue. But without that dialogue, without that Hakara, there's become nothing to talk about. There's no battle. There's no Bechira. And most of the things that we do wrong are done without Bechira, are done without the choice, without the dialogue, without the recognition that it's coming from an outer source. It's without a battle. It's without the recognition that there's an Elzar Begufa Shaladam, there's a spy sitting there who moved in and has been sitting there since you were born. And then look, there he's a guest. Nobody invited him. You know, it's like you invite a guest, you invite a guest over Friday night for Shabbos, and he starts to say opinions. There's look, there he is. I think you should do like this, and you should do like this, and you should do like this, and do that. Why don't we don't feel like he's a stranger, because we're Ari Yitzhar has always been with us since day one, by the way. Like all the Bali Musa say, your seichel only kicks in, your bar mitzvah, sometimes when you're 19, sometimes when you're 25, sometimes never. But the seichel comes in later. The Yitzhar is called Melech Zaken Vixil. Why is he called Zaken? Why is Yitzhar called Zaken? Why is he old man? Fresh as a daisy every morning. Yitzhar is called Zaken because he's always around before your seichel kicks in. He's around from day one. He's sitting there in the command center giving aces. It's until a person lives with this recognition that the Yitzhar is Zar, there's nothing to talk about. Since Erev Chodesh Adar, I'll add on another thing that Volbe speaks about in other places, in other Sfarim, that the Yetzirah is called Zor because the whole koyach of the Yetzirah is a coldness, is a detachment between our what we know in our heads and what our hearts feel. Zoros means distance, Weitkeit. The koyach of the Yetzirah is Ashakorach HaBaderech. That he cooled you off. The cooling off means that everybody in the world knew that Klai Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim and he jumped in the hot bath, says Rashi. What does that mean? The pshat is what I know in my head doesn't affect my actions, and there's a distance and there's a coldness that nothing affects me. Everything stays from their right. Everything stays far away. Everything stays Zor. The Yetzirah is called El Zor because a person stays distance from himself. That's why Esau's head went to Maros Machpelah, but his body didn't. Because there was a detachment between his head and his heart. And the Inyan is not like we always learned when we were kids, that his head went in because his head was Choshev. The head went in to show what the Mahus of Esau is. The Mahus of Esau is the distance between his head and his heart. Between what he understood and what he lived, there was a Weitkeit. It didn't make an effect on him. It stayed out of my reach. It stayed far away. That's the Indian of Achzorius. The word Achzorius comes from Achzor, total cruel, total strangeness. A person is so white, a person is so strange, he's totally strange, he's Achzor, he's only strange. That brings you to cruelty. that's also a distancing away. The koyach of the Yetzer Hara is that nothing makes an effect on a person at all. Nothing makes an impression on him. Everything stays away. Everything stays away. That's another pshat, what the gather of Zorus is. Al Kaponim, we'll go weiter. Melech Godol hu koyach hara. The Mamlocha of Ra is a big king. He's powerful. We tend to be mzalzel in the Melech Godol. And because we don't know what a force he is and how strong he is, we don't pay enough attention to him. Kishu shaylet al adam. When he rules over a person, he has a grip on the guy like a pliers. He's absolute. But Melech Evyon hu, like we say in the Tfilis, but he's a very poor king. Why? He's like the dictator in North Korea. He's a king. He has complete dictatorship over you. You can't breathe. You can't think. But he has nothing to give you. That's what we say. Why do we call the Yetzer Hara Melech Evyon in Rosh Hashanah? What does it say in the Masorim, the art school? What's up, Shat? Anybody think about it? Why is he poor? His Lexuses and four-wheel drive Jeeps. An alle gute Sache. Euro sushi? What's it called? Sushi or Euro sushi? Oh, what's the difference? That's the other thing. Is alle gute, why is he called Melech Evyon? He's rich like Koyrach. Why is he called Melech Evyon? Dr. Rebbe? I'll tell you why he's Melech Evyon. Ki yaseh mishlita emboi. His malchus only expresses itself in his dictatorship over you. He doesn't give you anything. So he's a melech, he's a dictator. He rules over you. But as far as you're concerned, he's poor. He doesn't give you any satisfaction. Sipuk, satisfaction. Va'enig kayom, and lasting pleasure. Enanesin. Pleasure he gives, but nothing lasts. A minute after you finished with the melech's pleasure, you're back in the same depression you were a minute before. It's just worse. So, he's a Melech Evyon. He's a king. He's a dictator. He's a ruler. But he doesn't give you anything. He's Evyon. He's poor. It's a poor dictatorship. You don't know what to eat. Sharei, says the Gemara in Sukkah, Mariva Yisaveh, there's one Aver in a person, says the Gemara. The Aver of Taivas Noshim, Mariva, if a person starves it, Saveh, must be, if you give into it, if you satisfy that Aver, you satisfy that Taiva Roiv. So Melech Evyon means that his rulership over you makes you poor, it empties you out. That's what it means. Melech Evyon means that the more he rules over you, the more you give him Shlita, the more you're emptying out. Masbioi, the more you satisfy him, the more malchus you give him. Roiv, the more you're hungry, the less you have. The more needy you are, the more dependent you are, the more empty you are. That's the Oimik of the Pshat. What Rabbi Yochum says, the Gemara says in Brachos, I'm going to tell you something very deep now, listen carefully. We'll cover the Shredish. The Gemara says in Brachos that Loi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Blasa V'dam. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Reik Eina Matzik. If you're empty, I can't give you Ruchnius. Kli Mole Matzik, but if you're full, I can fill up you up with more. Midas Blasa V'dam is just the opposite. Kli Mole Eina Matzik. If it's full, I can't fill it up. Kli Reik Matzik, if it's empty, it fills up. Says Rabbi Yochum, the Chazal weren't teaching us a lesson in physics, that when the cup's full, you can't put any more liquid, and when the cup's empty, you could. Chazal was teaching us something very, 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 very deep. Chazal was telling us that the only time anything has meaning in Olam Hazeh is when it's empty. When you're empty, and you have a need for it, and I fill you up your need, so you have satisfaction from the fact that your emptiness was filled up. The minute I fill up that emptiness, so you have no need for it anymore. You have no need for it anymore. That means the Zach intrinsically is Evyon. The Zach intrinsically doesn't give you anything. All it gives you is the whole Olam Hazeh works. All pleasures in Olam Hazeh work on a concept of Kli Reik. Olam Hazeh pleasures only have meaning because you had a need for it, you were empty, and you filled up the need. There's no intrinsic good in it. That's what the Or Chaim HaKadosh says in Parashas Vayechi. Vayar menucha ki toiv. That's the Oretz ki na'ema. There are two things. There are things which are na'ema, there are things which are pleasant, and then there are things which are toiv. pizza is pleasant, but it's not intrinsically good, because after the third and fourth slice anymore, you're disgusted by it. So it's not toiv ve'etzem. That means it's only good as long as it feels a kli reik. Something which is intrinsically good, you can do it even when it's full. So the whole Olam Hazeh works on a concept of Melech Evyon, of Masbi'ei Roev. You give more, it gets emptier, then you have more need, and you get emptier, but it's Evyon. You're not left with anything. At the end of the day, you're left with nothing. It's a shocking thing. You fill yourself up. And at the end of the day, you're left with the same empty feeling. So what do? It means you work, you run after money, you run after typhus, you spend your whole life doing it. And then what do you have after you do all that? The same exact feeling that you had when you started it. It's like there's a famous picture, you know, the steps that keep going up and going nowhere? MC Escher, right? Very good, somebody intelligent here. Yeah? This is a famous drawing. It's an optical illusion, it can't be, but the steps that keep going up. You go around circles, they're not going anywhere. That's what Elam has. Elam is Masbi'ei Roev. The more you satisfy, the more you have. And that's the mohus of the Yetzer. He's a melech, he's a dictator. But he leaves you naked and empty. He leaves you a kli reik. Here we have a quote from Rosh Hashanah. Melech Evyon. Bola vorod shachas b'sh'ol v'tachas b'lois b'li nachas. He doesn't give you anything. B'lois means ripped clothing. B'li nachas, without any pleasure. He's a melech Evyon. I'm also a melech. How long is he going to rule over us? From when does the Yetzer rule over a person? From when he's created. If he would rule over a person from the conception, he would kick his mother and run out. Can't be. As that animal he is. As that vild b'chaya he is, the Yetzer. Ella mishas yitzir, from the time he's born. Shlita nitna liyetzer, the rulership, the kingdom of the Yetzer is given rak mishas yitzir uber merecha, when the child is born. If he would have been given the shlita before that, miyad haya machriach as a uber lotes, he would force uber to go out. Haya hayrig as a adam teran neilad. Zeh koyach hara. He's a vild chay. He's a mishugana. Dchifa achzoris, a wild, cruel push into the world. Lahavi heres lachorban al adam. Vayit biva viyaz. Think about it. Yetzer would kick the baby out. The baby will die. Doesn't make a difference. He doesn't care. That's his job. We end this chapter with the following paragraph. Yesh, it happens sometimes. V'odim hira rabbis. A person fantasized a lot. V'hisav and he had a taiva. Tzir li'atzo tanugim. He painted all types of pleasures in his mind. V'hishtashea, and he played with the miyenesav in his imagination. Ad she'ovar v'chot until he sinned. V'yesh, and sometimes v'odim lo hira. He didn't think v'lo choshav. Like Dimian, he sees it. His imagination didn't persuade him. The light tainu kosam loy, and pleasures didn't draw him in. Upitam, all of a sudden, moitzi atzam atoich moitzi ra. He finds himself in the middle of a terrible action. Meir miad, picks up his hand to hit somebody. Doivira, he speaks badly. Yoshin hara mishaber kelo v'kasoi. He acts violently. Hu shulton ayetzer. All of anam is vadim. That's what we say in Yom Kippur. Al chetcha chatan lefanecha biyetzer hara. Chet b'loy taiva v'hano v'li hira v'dimyon ach v'rak machma shulton hara aleinu v'aylamo shal yetzer eino oylem dimyon. It's not a world of fantasy. Elo oylem maisa dafka, it's the world of action. Ulo toich oylem maisa, into the world of action, hu machnes heres v'chorben v'pirud, he brings in destruction and separation. Shaver, he breaks kareya, he tears m'fazer, he spreads out. He comes straight on, without any fantasy world at all. Fine.